Now, Kinelach, that night, almost nobody was sleeping. One person was sleeping, as we're going to see. Haman was up the whole night preparing the place to hang Mordechai. And of course, Zeresh and the 10 boys were up helping to build the gallows to hang Mordechai. Esther was up the whole night preparing the Suda, the Mishteh HaYayin, the wine Suda she was going to serve to the king and to Haman the next day. She was up all night. In the Jewish neighborhood, Kinelach, the Yidden were up a whole night doing tshuva. The kids were saying psukim and having rallies and giving stucke. And the tatis were learning Torah and saying tehillim and davening. And the mommies were up also saying tehillim, either in shul or the house. And they were also doing as much tshuva as they could do. Everybody was up. And the only one that was sleeping in pajamas that night was King Ahasuerus. He was sleeping in his pajamas in bed, and he was sound asleep in his bed. All of a sudden, Hashem looks down on Ahasuerus and he says, "Shlech the king, everybody's up tonight and you have to sleep in pajamas? You have to be in bed tonight? Aha! Let's just see if you're going to sleep a whole night." And all of a sudden, Hashem sent down a dream in Ahasuerus's head. All of a sudden, Ahasuerus has a dream, and he sees Haman. And in the dream, Haman has a sword, and he's lifting it over the king's head, and he's about ready to bring the sword down and chop off the king's head to kill the king. And all of a sudden, the king woke up screaming, "Ah! Ah! Ah! Oi! Oi! What a nightmare! What a nightmare! Haman with a sword over my head like he's going to kill me." Wait a minute. A dream that a king has is special. That much I know. If I have a dream and I'm a king, it must mean something. Now, why would I have a dream that Haman wants to kill me? Aha! Every king is afraid that somebody wants to kill him. Oh, wait a minute. I thought that Haman was my biggest officer and my friend. Maybe Haman is out to get me. Maybe Haman is against me. Hey, wait a minute. Is Haman my friend after all? Let me think about this Haman. Wait a minute. Something is a little bit fishy. First of all, who is the one that said my wife Vashti should be killed? Who was it? Haman. He's the one that got my wife killed in the first place. Not such a friend, is he? And then he becomes a big officer and gives me a lot of money. But wait a minute. He likes to be very, very big and important. He likes everybody to bow down to him. And wait a minute, maybe he wants to not just stop by being the Mishnah Lamelech. Maybe he wants to be the king himself. Maybe he's jealous of me and wants to get rid of me. Maybe he wants to kill me to become the king. And also there's something fishy. Why would Esther invite Haman to a party? Only me and Haman. Why she just doesn't invite me? What's Haman got to do with anything? Maybe this Haman is plotting against me. Maybe he's trying to get in with Esther, that Esther should be his friend. And maybe he's trying to get her, maybe even to be his queen. And in the end, he's going to kill me, and he's going to be the king, and she's going to be the queen? Oh no, maybe Haman is plotting against me. Oh, something is fishy. Esther invited Haman to the first party, and now she's inviting Haman to the second party. Maybe Haman is trying to become her friend too much. Something is fishy over here. And I had a dream. Oh, I'm so tired. Let me go back to sleep. But Ahasuerus couldn't sleep. He was tossing and turning. He was uncomfortable. He was hot. And he couldn't help thinking about this Haman. something is fishy, maybe something is wrong. He says, wait a minute. A king has friends. Friends of the king tell the king everything. If a person is plotting against the king, probably he tells at least one or two people. He doesn't just do it by himself. Why didn't anybody tell me if they know that Haman is plotting against me? Haman must have some people with him that are plotting against me. It doesn't happen by him, by himself. Why hasn't anybody told me what's going on? Where are my friends? Don't I have any friends? Maybe I don't have any friends. Or maybe, wait a minute. I'm a smart king. I've got to figure this out. Maybe I have a friend, and he knows what's going on, but he's upset at me. And then he's not telling me because he's upset at me. Why is he upset at me? Maybe I owe somebody a prize, and I didn't give them any prizes. That's right. You know, if you owe somebody a prize, and you didn't give him a prize or a reward, or you didn't pay him for what he did, he might be upset at you. Let me find out if there's somebody that maybe I should be giving a reward or a prize, and I didn't yet give him a reward or a prize. And if I do, then he'll tell me. Shamshi. Now, the guard that night, his name was Shamshi. Shamshi happened to be also one of Haman's sons. Haman had a lot of sons. Now, just 10 lived in the house. But other sons were different places too. And Shamshi was a son of Haman, and he happened to be the guard that night of Ahasuerus' bedroom. Shamshi, bring me the Sefer HaZichronos, the book that all the important things are written down, and let me see if there's somebody that maybe I owe a prize or some kind of reward. Read me the things that have been happening in the kingdom, and maybe there's a friend that I owe something that I didn't give him. And Shamshi goes to get the big fat Sefer HaZichronos, and he opens it up, and right away he opens the page where it says that Mordechai the Jew saved the king's life when he found out the plan of Bigson and Seresh. Remember that? And all of a sudden, he knew that his father, Haman, didn't like Mordechai. And he knew that his father, Haman, wants to kill all the Jews and get rid of all the Jews. And he also knows that his father, Haman, doesn't like Mordechai at all, because Mordechai doesn't bow down to him. And he didn't want to read anything good about Mordechai to Ahasuerus, especially to get any kind of a reward. And so he started to turn the page to a different page. Just then, Kenelach HaMalach came down, sent by Hashem, and he turned back the page very fast to the same page. And Shamshi saw now the same page. And Ahasuerus says, Shamshi, start reading the book. Let me hear. Read the book of things that have been done going on in the palace. Okay, just 1 minute, Ahasuerus. I have to get the right page. And he turns again to a different page. The Malach took out that page and he stuck it exactly where Shamshi opened. And again, he opened to the same page. Whatever page he turned to, the Malach took the page faster than he turned it and he stuck it right there. And every time he turned the page, it was the same page. He couldn't turn away from it. And Ahasuerus starts getting angry. Why aren't you reading yet? I command you to read the book and you're standing there quiet. All of a sudden, the Malach started to make his voice, just like Shamshi, and started to read. King, this is what it says, that Mordechai the Jew heard the two guards, Bigson and Seresh, plotting against the king's life to kill the king, and it was discovered after the king's nap that they put snake poison in the king's wine, and the king's life was saved by Mordechai the Jew. Aha, Ahasuerus says, Mordechai, that's right. I never gave him any kind of a reward or a prize for saving my life. And Mordechai is by the gate, and he hears what people are saying, and he understands the languages. Surely he probably would know if anything is wrong. But maybe he's upset because I never gave him his prize. Yes, I should give Mordechai some kind of a prize, and I never rewarded him. Now, just as these things were going on, Kenelach, now you're going to see the very exciting thing of Hashgacha Pratis, that everything is from Hashem, and Hashem runs the world, and everything happens just at the right time. Hashem is the boss over time, every minute and every second, of course, every hour and every day, but even the littlest times are in the hands of Hashem. And now you're going to see this. Just as these things were going on, that night, as we know, Haman was building the big, big wood to hang Mordechai. And then he was finished, and in the backyard, he looked way up, and he saw the rope hanging, ready to hang Mordechai. And Zeresh says, Haman, it's been a long night. Go to sleep now, and in the morning, you go to the palace, and then you'll talk to the king about hanging Mordechai. Now, Kinalach, as we know, Haman was not too good at waiting, at being patient. A Balgaive, a Mr. Metzias, many times is also not too good at putting things off and waiting. And Haman says, Zeresh, you know, I don't want to wait till the morning. I think I want to go right now and ask the king to hang Mordechai. I can't wait. You know, I can't sleep. I'm too excited. I think I'm going to go to the palace right now. And right now, I'm going to ask the king. Zeresh says, Haman, you know, it's the middle of the night. A person just doesn't go into the palace and wake up the king in the middle of the night to ask him to hang somebody. I mean, after all, you should wait till the time that the king is up. You might get yourself in trouble. Zeresh, I want to go right now. No. I think I'm a good friend of the king. I'm a big officer. And a good friend of the king and a big officer can go to the palace in the middle of the night and even wake up the king. This is important. And Zeresh says, Haman, something is getting a little bit funny over here. You better watch out. You better do this right. Because remember, you're starting up against a Jew. And if you start up against a Jew and you do it in the wrong way, you might be in big trouble. Remember that, Haman. Zeresh, I know what I'm doing, and I am smart. Not like you say, I am smart. I did learn something in barber school. Now, I'm going right now to the palace, and I'm going to wake up Ahasuerus, and I'm going to tell him. I'm sure he's going to be very proud of me. And now, Kinalach, Haman goes in the streets to the palace, and he knocks on the doors, and the guards see Haman, and they let him in. Of course, they bow down, like the law says. And he gets outside of the king's door, just as the king is, number one, angry at Haman of this dream that he had. He's suspicious that Haman is planning against him. And he just found out, just in this moment, that Mordechai saved his life, and he never gave him a reward. So there's two feelings in the king's heart. Anger at Haman, that something is fishy with Haman. And number two, he's got to give a reward to Mordechai, and maybe then he'll find out if Haman is planning against him. And all of a sudden, there's a knock on the door. King! King, it's me. The king says, wait a minute. Who's knocking on my door in the middle of the night? Ah, chutzpah. Who could come in the middle of the night and knock on the king's door? Usually I'm asleep. He would wake me up. And the guard at the door says, it is Haman, king. Haman is here to see you. He says it's important. Haman, in the middle of the night, he comes to me? Oh, this is very strange. Well, let him in. And now Haman comes in, and he wants to tell, of course, the king to hang Mordechai on the stick. That's what he came for. He wants permission to hang Mordechai. And he says to the king, King, I've got something to ask you, a very important question. I'm very excited, and I want to ask you this. All of a sudden, the king says to Haman, Haman, wait a minute, you know, I'm the king after all, and I have a question also. I can't decide something, I have a question. So let me ask you my question before you ask me your question. Well, even though Haman couldn't wait, he had to wait for that one. And the king says, Haman, there's a certain officer of mine that I want to give a prize, a very big prize, a very big reward that he deserves. And I can't figure out what kind of a big prize I should give this special officer. And right then, Haman thinks to himself, who is the officer the king would want to honor and give a prize? It must be me, Haman. After all, I'm so great and wonderful, and I'm the Mishnah Lamelech, and the king loves me, and I'm so rich, and give the king a lot of money. It must be the king wants to honor me. Of course, who is the king thinking about to honor? Mordechai. And who is Haman thinking to kill? Mordechai. This is real Hashgacha Pratis over here. And Ahasuerus says, yes, Haman, maybe you can think of this great prize and a great reward to honor this special officer. Well, since Haman thinks of him, he says like this. Okay, king, I'll tell you what. This is the prize that should be given. There should be a very great parade in Shushan HaBira. And the king's own horse should be in the parade. And on the horse should be the special officer dressed up in the beautiful clothes of the king himself. And even with the crown of the king on his head. And just then the king got very angry because he heard that of course, Haman thinks it's going to be him, right? Haman wants to wear the crown of the king. What kind of a person wants to wear the crown of the king? Who wants to wear the crown of the king? A person that wants to be the king himself. And this got the king even more angry that Haman sounds like he wants to be the king. Just then Haman saw the king get very angry and he was afraid. Oh, maybe he said something too much that the king is angry at him. He doesn't want the king to be angry at him. He says, no, not that the person should wear the crown. The horse should wear the crown. What? The horse should wear the crown? And now you're making fun of the king? No, that the person on the horse should wear the crown. No, nobody wears the crown. Well, Haman. Okay, forget the crown, says Haman. The officer that should be honored will be on the horse, dressed in the beautiful clothes, and another officer of the king, a very low kind of an officer that the king doesn't like, he will pull the horse through the streets, and he will call out to everybody, this is what the king does to the man that the king wants to honor. This is what the king does to the man that the king wants to honor. And he'll call out in the streets, and everybody will come out to see the parade. The good officer will ride on the beautiful horse, and the other officer will schlep the horse through the streets. Of course, Haman has in his mind that Haman will ride the horse, and Mordechai will be the one to schlep the horse before he gets killed. And so the king smiled, and he says, Haman, that's a wonderful, wonderful idea. And so I'm going to take your idea and do it. And Haman says, oh, thank you, king. It's so wonderful. Yes, it is, the king says. This is what you're going to do. And do exactly what I say. The man that's going to be riding the horse is Mordechai HaYehudi. Mordechai, the one that saved my life. And Haman could not believe the words he was saying. Who? Who should ride the horse? Well, who do you think? Haman points to himself. Me? No, not you, Haman. Of course not you. Mordechai. Mordechai HaYehudi. He saved my life. I just found out in the Sefer Zichronos. I'd forgotten all about it. Mordechai saved my life. You will take him and you will put him on my royal horse in my beautiful clothes. And Haman, you know who's going to schlep the horse through the streets? You. You will be the one to schlep the horse through the streets. And you will call out, this is what the king does to the one, to the man that the king wishes to honor. And do exactly what I say. And Haman leaves. And he now has to leave the palace and go to find Mordechai. And he's crying and he's upset. Oh no. And he goes out at the streets. And he starts looking for Mordechai. Where is Mordechai, a Yehudi? And he goes to the Jewish neighborhood. And Haman went to the Jewish neighborhood looking for Mordechai. And he came to the Jewish neighborhood. And they said that Mordechai is in shul with the kids. There were 22,000 Jewish children gathered together in the shul. And they had spent 3 days and three nights with Mordechai. They wouldn't even go home. They wanted to be with the tzaddik, Mordechai, saying Tehillim and davening and having a rally. And they were the whole time busy doing tshuva and doing all kinds of Torah mitzvahs. And now all of a sudden, some of the kinelach sitting by the window, they saw Haman coming to the shul. And they thought that Haman is coming to Chas V'Shalom do something terrible. Now, why would they think that? I want to tell you a story that I didn't tell you yet that happened before. Do you remember the morning that Mordechai had the dream that he found out that the Jewish people were going to be killed? Well, that day, as you know, Mordechai was walking through the streets in the potato cloth, the sackcloth and ashes in mourning. And that day came out of the palace Haman and some of the officers, and they were taking a walk. And all of a sudden they saw Mordechai dressed up in the sackcloth and the ashes. And Haman started to laugh because he told the other officers what was going to happen to the Jews. And Mordechai looked at Haman. And all of a sudden, a little child, a little boy, in fact, there were three little boys. Three little boys were coming down the street back from Cheder. They were coming back from yeshiva, going home. And all of a sudden, Mordechai called the three boys over to him. And he says to the boys, each one, he says, what did you learn today in yeshiva? And Haman was listening, because he wasn't too far away. What is this great man asking these little kids what they learned? What does he care? Now the reason was, because Mordechai knew, there's such a thing that you ask a child what they learn in yeshiva, and what they tell you is with a little bit of Ruach HaKodesh. It means something special. Mordechai was asking them what they learned because through this, he wants to know if Hashem is going to give them a chance to do tshuva and get out of the trouble, or if Chas V'Shalom, the Gzeda, is finished and there's nothing to do. In other words, he's asking the kids, as a sign from Hashem, if the Jewish people have a chance to get out of this mess or not. Do they have to be afraid of Haman's Gzeda or not? And he goes to the first child, and he says to the first child, tell me something you learned today in Cheder. And the child says, I'll tell you what we learned in Cheder. We learned the pasuk, and it says, Al tira mi pachad pisoim. Don't be afraid from a sudden danger that you're afraid. And from the Rishoyim, if they try to make trouble. Don't be afraid of Rishoyim. And all of a sudden, Mordechai smiled. Oh, it's very good you told me that. We Jews don't have to be afraid of any Rishoyim, he said very loud. And Haman looked over there, and he was very confused. Wait a minute. Mordechai doesn't seem to be afraid right now. Why isn't he afraid? He must be afraid if he's wearing those potato cloths and ashes. No, Mordechai was smiling. No, I see that we don't have to be afraid of Narashoyim. And he says to the second child, what did you learn today in yeshiva? And the second child says, We learn this pasuk, Utsu Eitza V'Sufar. Take an Eitza from Hashem, and the plan of the Rishoyim will be ripped up. Dabru Davar V'Lo Yakum. If you speak the words of Teda, whatever the Rishoyim are planning will not come. Ki Imanu Kael, because the Eibishter is with us. As long as we're learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, the Rishoyim will not do anything. Whatever they plan will be ripped up. And Mordechai started smiling more. Ooh, we Jews certainly have a chance. If we do tshuva, we don't have to be afraid of no Rishoyim, he says really loud. And Haman sees how strong Mordechai is, that he's not afraid. And he starts to get a little bit inside, like a little bit shaky. And then he says to the third child, what did you learn today in yeshiva? And the third child says, I learned this pasuk. We learned, Va'ad zikna anihu, until very old, I am Hashem. Va'ad seva ani esboil, I will take care of Jews until they're very, very old. Ani asisi v'ani asa v'ani esbo v'amaleit, that I made the Jewish people, and I will take care of the Jewish people, and I will save the Jewish people. I will save them from trouble. And Mordechai got up, and he says, all three of you learned about very nice things, that if there's any ever any trouble, we Jews have Hashem, who will take care of us and save us. And so he smiled at Haman, and he says, Haman, you think that you're going to start up with us? You've got some news waiting for you. Now, Kinalach, when the kids found out that Haman is planning against them, Mordechai told them, be close with Hashem and do tshuva and say psukim. Of course, Kinalach don't have any Vedas, so their tshuva is just to do more and more Torah mitzvahs, and to be more and more besimcha, and to do more and more things to help other people. That's their tshuva. So he told them, we don't have to be afraid of no Haman and no Rishoyim. Hashem will be with us. But when they saw Haman coming, they thought that maybe Haman is coming to do something bad to them. And they started to get afraid. And they got afraid for Mordechai, that Haman is coming for Mordechai. And they said to Mordechai, Haman is coming! Haman is coming! And Mordechai says, say Shema Yisrael, and don't worry about a thing. Hashem is with us. And all the kiddies said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elkein, Hashem Echad. And all of a sudden, Haman came into the shul. And a little kid comes up and he says, put on this yarmulke. Don't come into a shul without a yarmulke. Okay. Mordechai is here. And Mordechai goes over to Haman. Yes, what do you want? There's going to be a parade today, and you are invited to the parade. Well, I don't have time for a parade. You know, I'm busy learning Torah, and we're in shul now. No, the king says that you're going to be the main one in the parade. He wants to honor you for saving his life. You're going to ride on the king's horse, dressed in the king's clothes. Well, what about you, Haman? Aren't you going to be in the parade? Yeah, I'm going to schlep the horse through the street. And the king said that I have to get you ready for the parade. It's going to begin pretty soon. And all the kiddies got so excited. Yay, Mordechai is going to be in a parade. The king is honoring him, and Haman's going to schlep the horse through the street. So good. Okay, Mordechai says to the kids, I have to go to the parade. You learn until the parade starts and then come out to the parade. I think good things are happening for us here. Go home and tell your mommies and tatties to come out to the parade too, because this is probably going to be a special parade. And now, Haman says to Mordechai, hey, the king says that we should go to the bathhouse and you should get a nice bath. I'm going to take your towel for you, and I'll take your clothes and your bag. And they go to Mordechai's house, and they get the stuff, and Haman's carrying Mordechai's things through the streets. And he goes over there, and takes a nice shower, a nice bath, and probably a mikveh, and gets dressed in a nice, beautiful clothes. And now they go over to the king's horse, the beautiful horse. And now the horse is very tall, and Mordechai was old. And Mordechai says, how am I going to get up on the horse? It's very tall, and I'm old. I can't jump up on the horse. Just wait a minute. Haman bent down and got on his hands and knees. And Mordechai climbed on top of Haman's back. And he gave a good zetz on his head, climbing up to the horse, climbing up Haman like stairs.